we shared everything together, and we shared resources because, as we all know, living in the Aleutians, winters are really, really long. And so in the steam bath, that's where that sharing took place.
That was APIA Youth Services Coordinator Dustin Newman talking about the role the community steam bath, also known as a banya or hayach in Unangam Tunu, plays in Unangak culture. Newman, representing APIA along with the Cowalungan tribe, the Aleut Foundation, and California carpenter Mark Daniels, are currently working together to bring Unalaska its own community steam bath. Newman says this build, along with an Ikyach, or Aleutian sea kayak project that took place last month, are part of APIA's Substance Abuse and Suicide Prevention Grant. The builds are a means of revitalizing culture and, in turn, improving mental health, he says. The banya is a space for the community to connect and to develop a more holistic approach to mental well-being, which, Newman says, is especially important for the Alaskan Native and Unangak community.
From an Indigenous perspective, I guess you could say is that wellness is in four parts: physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual, and so tying those all in together through cultural activities has proven to be successful within Alaskan Native and American Indian people.
Newman, who is based out of Anchorage, came to Unalaska to help with both the Ikyach and the banya build. Newman says, in Unangak culture, the banya is a place for sharing things like hunting spots, how to butcher a seal, or what to expect when you hit maturity. The banya did not originate within the Unangak culture, but, he says, was introduced when the Russians came to the region. Despite that, Newman says the banya plays a major role in Unangak culture as a sort of learning center. And as part of this banya build, he and Camp Kungayu coordinator for the Cowalungan tribe, Shayla Shishnikov, interviewed various Unangak elders to record some of their memories of steam baths. Here's Shishnikov.
Not only was it good for me, but I know that they also like to sit down and share their memories. And every once in a while, a memory will just come back to them, something they hadn't thought of for a long time, and then they get to talk about it. And I think that makes them really happy. It certainly makes me really happy.
Shishnikov says while she's not involved much with the actual building of the banya, she's extremely grateful to have the chance to hear and share these elders' stories. The interviews will be included in an instructional video about the construction of the banya that will also feature the technical building process, which began in mid-September and is led by professional Ikyak builder Mark Daniels.
There's an Arctic entry connected to a dressing room, and then there's the steam room. The steam room is 8 feet by 8 feet. It's all cedar lined on the inside, smells great. But it's also got a steep roof and it's got a loft, a little sitting loft way up high by a window so that people can get various levels of heat.
This was not Daniel's first time in Unalaska. He has led Ikyak builds at Camp Kungayuk in years past, as well as other sea kayak builds in other parts of the region. And while this is his first time constructing a banya, as he talks about the richness and durability of the cedar in a wet climate, it's evident that he is passionate about this project and eager to learn.
Dustin clued me in on a few things, uh-huh. The floor's got to drain, you know, so got to have slots in the floor for the water to run out, and cedar on the inside because it's going to be wet and steamy a lot, and then the multi-tiered benches so that you can start off hot and work your way down to the floor if you need to, that sort of thing. So yeah, I've learned a lot in the process.
Shishnikov says the tribe is still unsure how exactly the banya will play a community role. Due to COVID-19 health precautions, she says community members will likely have to wait until the pandemic poses less of a threat to the island's safety before it will be open to the community. She also says that the tribe is still deciding who will have access to the banya, if it will only be for tribal member use or open to the entire community of Unalaska. Regardless, she says she looks forward to eventually opening the banya to tribal members as a place of communal healing and purification.
And it's something that we've used for thousands of years. It's like a form of cleansing. It's not just a bath, it's not just a way to wash your body, but it's also, spiritual, mental cleansing, and it also helps physically.